Okay, so today we're going to discuss the famous Snapple bottle issue in the context of Tefillas Kehillim. This goes back already many years, probably almost 22 years that I first heard of this. And that is that Rav Shachter apparently is of the opinion that a Snapple bottle actually needs Tevila before it can be used. In which case you'd have to empty out its contents, total it, and then refill it if you wanted to drink from the bottle. I don't know that that is a popularly held opinion, but I'm pretty sure that is his opinion. Certainly it was his opinion once upon a time. I have no reason to believe that that's changed. However, in the classic postgum, we find a number of other approaches to this question. Again, glass needs tefila. Under normal circumstances, the glass kli would certainly require tefila. But here, the question is, do we view this as a kli that was made by Gentiles and now purchased by a Jew? Or do we have another way of looking at it, such that tefila might not be required? So, we'll start with the Tshuva Negros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simen Mem. Rav Moshe writes regarding Devar HaKankanem Vatsluchios, Sheyesh lo machmas shelokach minachri yayin saraf v'shar mashkin v'chein kli hakafe im tzrichin tefila. Some type of glass utensil in which you have a beverage or some type of foodstuff that you purchase from a Gentile. Today, I don't know if they're so common. Once upon a time, coffee grinds were sold in a glass jar. The instant coffees were in a glass jar. Today, I'm guessing most of those are plastic. I don't know. Peanuts very often came in a glass jar. What else came in a glass jar? Peanuts. Beverages came in glass bottles. I think glass in general is probably less popular as a substance material for these types of utensils. The general trend is to use plastic and I guess other similar materials, but certainly there are things that we do buy which do appear in glass, and the question would be the same. So for those just joining us, we're talking about the Snapple bottles and the like. Lokach minochri yain saraf, whiskey. Vishar mashkin, she'inim karm elo bekilehem. You can't buy these liquids and you don't show up with your hands and say, I'll take a gallon or half a gallon or a quart. You pour it. It's sold in the vessel. Mistaber lani estaiti, says Rav Moshe, she'in tzvichin tfilo kesherotze achar shenitrokon hakli lishtamish bo lamashkin acherim. Basically, you can continue using that kli indefinitely. You don't have to tovel it when you're finished. Certainly don't have to tovel it before. V'taymi hu mishum da kli nivatel lahamashkin. It's not viewed as an independent thing. When you go into the store and you buy something, so you buy a bottle of whiskey, or times gone by, you would buy a bottle or a jar of coffee. You're buying the contents. The kli is insignificant as far as you're concerned. It's bottled to the substance that it contains. Kidematzino inyan maiser sheni dibichte kade yayin stumos yotza kankan lechulin perikav to maiser sheni mishne gimel ubezolaf lekankan maiser sheni stam begefen kana. Meiser beperek gimel mi meiser sheni mishne yibeis v'yesh la kankan kandin or shel behema v'nimtza shelo kana meha akum kli klal. Based on these mishnayos, we see that the kli is really bottled to the item that it houses, and you're not buying the kli, you're buying the substance. Barak eitzel ha'yisrael nasa kli, and when does it become a kli in your domain, in your possession? Shaleka alzad din tefila, in which case it would not require tefila. Va'afim hadu kelim shalom nasu biyichud lahach nesham hamashkin lamochram yachad. Va'achakach hichnis lasochan hamashkin begefen. Nami Ha ba'ofen zeh hu masnisin. It's another Mishnah. Perek Gimel Yemaisa Sheni. Shenami nevatal akli the mashken Hamaisa Sheni v'kana Hamaiser. Ube'etzem leka b'midin asena metzias klal. Shekolak ankanen v'atzuchios nasu b'yichud b'shvil. Ha factory she'osa yayin sarf lahachnas shama yayin sarf. The factory, the shar mashkin, lahachnas osan hamashkim sheosa. These kalim are made for this purpose. They're not using generic kalim. A purveyor of foodstuff is not, for the most part, commercially speaking, is not going out buying some kli that was made as a kli and then filling it with their product. Coca-Cola, when they had glass bottles, had bottles that were made for them, and they put their product in it and they sold it to you. They didn't go to the store, buy a bottle that was made as a bottle, which could be used as a vase, could be used as a bottle, it was already a kli. No, it was specifically for this purpose, right? They have contracts with companies that make the item specifically for them. All right, Moshe goes on here with an analysis. I'm going to skip a little bit of this here. Yeah, Moshe says that if a person would come and say, you know what, I'll buy the whiskey, but you can keep the bottle, take off $1. Or I'll buy the coffee, you keep the bottle, take off $1. He said, no such thing, can't do that. It doesn't work that way. Person tries to negotiate and not buy the kankan, not going to happen. The way the seller views it, it's like a shell, it's like a wrapper. He doesn't even view it as a kli. The Nachri doesn't view it as a kli. So it's never a kli of a Gentile, which you acquired from him, and therefore it would not require tevila when you take it. It's never a kli until you begin to use it as a kli. Ach tam zehu rak be'elu shehamocher ein mozil klom mitzad hakankan v'tzluchis. V'lo be'elu shehamocher haya mozil b'shvil hakankan v'tzluchis. I don't know if there's any metzias like that at all today. Now maybe in a setting where it's not a typical commercial setting. Maybe it's different, a smaller operation. But they are selling the kli also. Then you can make the argument, no, that's really a kli. Person buying a jar and then putting, I don't know what in there, they bought the jar, it's not produced as the wrapper for this thing. You bought a generic jar and you put your fruit in there or your whatever it is that you could otherwise buy from a Gentile.
Bamba.
Pickles, things like that. I'm sorry?
Powder?
Bamba in a glass jar? I haven't seen that, but
me neither.
But things that they typically
I've seen cookies in a glass jar.
Things that they would sell in a glass jar, where the person is, let's say, baking the product, has ashgacha, or it's some type of fruit
that or they fruit put. Fruit is universal. I guess not really anything.
What do you call
you
those fruits that they people?
Dried fruit.
Or, I don't know. Soaking and stuff. I don't really know. I'm not.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Or tomatoes or whatever people
that's a vegetable,
like to soak
I think.
In. Whatever. Whatever they like to,
so,
that's a fruit. But anything like that's that's jarred. Okay, getting back to the more pertinent issue here. Gam kefisha zachar ani makatnusi. Moshe says, when I was a child, lo hetzricha litbo le'ilo kankanim shal yayin sar shayu niknim Jerusalem. Some place in White Russia where Moshe grew up. Bizman shayasham melech rak michanuyos hamalchus v'hashiru la'atzman l'shtamish behem l'dvar macherim. People bought these bottles of whiskey and then used the bottles for other things. L'shtamish behem l'dvar macherim v'choshev enishu hu mehatayim shekasavti v'hasam in Ruslan. And yet, even back then, they would take back the bottles and get some type of refund. They would maybe even reuse them. So you see that they still related to them as kalim, and Moshe says still that they didn't require tefillah. He says, and you could certainly be somech on this when it comes to glass, which is only derabanan. People want to rely on this even for metal kalim that would fit this bill, also would be acceptable and appropriate. There is another tshuva where Rav Moshe makes a similar point. That's in same chelik here, Yodea Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin. Yodea Beis, Kuf Lamed Zayin. Obviously, both of these stand in contradistinction to Rav Schachter's opinion that says you have to empty out the snapple first and tovel the bottle if you want to use the bottle.
For what? Pouring something else in it and then.
Bedavar ha-cans, the hat-sluchios, achar sheheri ka-ochel v'hamashke. So much is taken for granted. It definitely doesn't need to be totaled until the time that you empty it of its contents. But now he's saying you emptied it of its original contents. Kesherot l'shtamish ben l'kli im tzrichin tvila. You want to use it going forward. You want to refill the Snapple bottle with some other beverage, or you want to take the jar that previously had the coffee and use it for something else, or the jar that had the peanuts, or whatever jar it is that you had from something.
At Starbucks, we sell a lot of those. So you would...
They have the jars of coffee?
We have, like, these glass bottles. You could have, like, iced coffee or frappuccino stuff.
Yeah.
And, it is technically kosher, but the glasses come from the Starbucks cup coffee company, which I know is questionable to a lot of rabbis, so I feel like this would be a perfect situation to a...
the rabbis!
As to buy a glass and then do what you have suggested.
Okay. Bedavar haminim shenim karim dafka im hakli. Regarding those things that are sold specifically with their kli. Ve'en haderech lekabel hakli b'chazara. Kemo ha...
I'll be right back. Just give me 2 minutes.
Hakans shebemedina seinu.
120.
V'chein sluteyos shel yayin saraf v'chadomer. In bakan also me nochrim in sarf otoglum kesherot l'shtamish b'ma'achar sheherik ha'ochal anashke nirel niyastaiti she'in tzvichim litbon. Again, Rav Moshe reiterates, you do not have to tovel them. Sherei butla kankan lahayayin liknos bekesef meiser, which we spoke about previously, v'yatza l'chulin kemo ha'or shel behema. V'chein l'inyan shekana meiser b'kra she'im achar she'get... I apologize. I have to look up the Mishnah. Maybe we'll look up the Mishnah in 1 minute. V'kol shekein b'kans shedomin tzas l'chosalos shel tamarim. Chosalos shel tamarim were basically very flimsy kalim that were made of the leaves of the tamar tree. Si shulchan aruch shintes vav ches mach shivzeh keklipos egozim. The gamma cans, lo nasu l'kein l'gemurim shematzu chamagin avram, shirub mashlich mosam. These are things that people just simply throw away. They view it as a holder, a wrapper, some type of ad hoc kli, temporary kli, but it's certainly not a kli for the purpose of tefillas kelim. Shinin sa shabal yisrael miyad hanochri, shelo b'chashivas kli, v'rak etzal yisrael nasas that kli, becomes a kli in your possession, which means it doesn't need tefillah. Shelachein mustab shein tzarech tefillah, aval, Hudafka beofen shabatol hakli bedine ma'aser sheni. Now, let's say, according to this approach of Rav Moshe, let's say they had a special kli, I don't know, a special edition that people were buying specifically, like as a collector's item. Yeah. That could be, it was already meant as a kli to begin with. Yeah. You know, where they're special Olympic edition collector's item. Folgers coffee bottle or jar, something like that, or a special. You know, they have these types of things.
Well, how would that change the function?
Because that means it was already made as a cleat to begin with. It was always made as something that was going to be everlasting.
Not for food. Those aren't used for food again. They're used so you can put them on your shelf.
Oh, if it, yeah, if it's just something to be ornamental, yes. But I'm saying if it's like a cup that you meant to read to drink out of, I don't know. Let's say they make a coffee mug or something. Right. If they put the coffee grinds in there, and then they want you to keep using it as a mug, yeah. that would be different. Moshe here is talking about where the thing is really just meant to hold the substance, and you're not paying any more. Right. Not paying any more for the holder. And if you would say, okay, I'll leave the holder, just give me a refund, no such thing, right? It wouldn't work that way. In those cases, doesn't need tefillah, but there could be cases where you are dafka paying extra for the special kli, in which case that would, I think, even according to Moshe, probably require tefillah. So we have two approaches. Then we have Rav Shachter's approach saying, yes, it is a kli right now, and therefore if you're going to use it, it needs tefillah. The only thing you could do is dump the contents out into another vessel, and if you want to drink it out of the Snapple jar or bottle, you'd have to pour it back in after tolling. According to Moshe, that would not be necessary, because the one that is keeping it and now deciding to use it going forward, he's the one who is making it into a kli, and that person in this case, of course, happens to be a Jew. There's one other approach. I just want to spend a minute or two on this last approach, and then I will take questions. Okay, is that okay, Matt? Could you do me a favor in the meantime? Could you? Yeah, so the Mishnah that Rav Moshe was talking about, one of the Mishnahs he's talking about, is Ma'aser Sheni Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here says that if someone acquires a behemoth with Ma'aser Sheni money, with the intent of using it for a shlomim, or a person takes a chaya, which you can't bring as a karban, and he intends to have that as, quote, basar taiva, which means chulin, yetze ha'or l'chulin. The hide, in either case, does not get the status of ma'aser sheni, and you don't have to buy other ma'aser sheni food with the value of the hide. Afal pisha or meruba alabasar. Even in a case where it might come out that the value of the hide is greater than the value of the meat. Nonetheless, the hide does not become nitfas in kedushas ma'aser sheni, only the basar. Now this is the part of the mission that Rav Moshe was referring to. Kade yayin sisumos, sealed barrels of wine or pitchers of wine. Halokeach bekesef ma'aser sheni kade yayin sisumos b'megufa. They're sealed. Makom shadarkan li moker sisumos, in a place where they are sold sealed. Yatsa hakankan l'chulin. And this is the parallel. The kankan is, or the kad, the kankan, does not become nitfas with the kedusha of ma'aser sheni, and you don't have to sell it and redeem it and use the money for ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Agozim and shkedim, if you buy nuts with ma'aser sheni, yatsu klipehen l'chulin. Again, so there's a theme here. The kadim, the klipos, the or, the thing that's housing, the main thing in all these cases, is not nitfas with the kedusha of ma'aser sheni. That was one of the mishnayos that Moshe cited. The other one was in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamashil kankanin l'maisa sheni afal pi shegafan. That was the word that I was struggling with before. Lo kana meiser. What does that mean? Hamashil kankanin l'maisa sheni. If a person has yain of maisa sheni, and now he puts this maisa sheni into yain into his flasks or barrels. Afal pisha gafan, even though he seals them up with a magufa, lokana meiser, the kad does not become the possession, as it were, of Meiser Sheni doesn't become Nitfas with Kedushas Meiser. Right? Not Chal. Kedushas Meiser on them. Zolof L'Sochan Stam. The person will just pour it in. Stam takes Yayin of Meiser Sheni out of the press and puts it into his Kankanim and doesn't say expressly that he's putting it in there on loan, so to speak, up until the point that he seals them, will kana meiser. But if he does seal them, kana meiser. So here the issue of intent seems to play a role, and that is, again, what Rav Moshe is referring to over here. I don't know why he says bekra. V'chein le'inyan shekana meiser, bekra sham, Acher Shegafan. Not sure why saying the crop, but it seems that he's referring to this Mishnah. Okay. Rav Avadya in Yabia Omer Chelik Zayin Simen Tes Os Gimel writes, this is at the end of Os Gimel, V'hakona kufsaos shimurim ksherim o bakbuke yayin saraf ubira me'akum enuchayev la'aros ha'maychal ha'mashke miyad ulat bilam. You do not have to do what Rav Shachter says you do have to do. To have a sheva al tasa, ve'eno nechshav kishima shlechachila below tefila. You're not really using it, so to speak. Chen kasa mariel diskin, bekuntras achron, os kuflam and vav, dibra maschil, veda, ayin sham. Vayin od, b'tshuvas mishnah halachos, chelak dalet, that's Rav Menashe Klein. Simen kuv zayin, shehitir mitam di isura lo nichalei lemekne, ve'ein daito liknos hakufsa v'hakankan. What he's referring to here is a different svara. There's a different svara. This svara is also mentioned by the Sri Deish. I don't think we have a Sri Deish here in the Beis Lenish. With the Sri Deish in Chelek Beis Simon Chavtas, like this Mishnah Halachos over here, cited by Rav Avadya, basically have the following approach. They say that if a person doesn't have them in mind, it's a totally different approach. When your emotion holds it's not a kli and therefore it's not an issue. If Shachta holds it is a kli and therefore you have a big problem. But the Tzvi Deyesh says if a person simply doesn't have in mind to acquire the bottle, you don't have in mind to acquire the bottle, so it's not yours, and then you could use it, you could drink it. Now, that would suggest, though, that if you want to use it going forward, then you're going to either
from the initial requirement.
In other words, you finish drinking your Snapple and now you want to use it again, you want to refill it, now you're going to have a question.
So that's like, isn't that also similar to Rav Moshe?
Rav Moshe said it's not a problem because it's never a kli until you decide to use it and make it into a kli. They're saying it is a kli.
You can make a retroactive.
But just don't acquire it. You don't take bilus over it. Take the drink, but you're not. I'm not acquiring the kli, so I'm not acquiring the kli. I don't have a chiyuv to tovel it.
So, meaning you can use it afterwards because you've never acquired the kli.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At some point, no. Well, right now, I buy the drink, I drink it.
Yeah, actually.
So what's the
nafkamina
between saying that and saying the other one?
The nafkamina lahalacha or in svara?
In svara.
In svara, Rav Moshe says it's not a kli. When I take it, I make it into a kli. I could use it indefinitely without toveling it. Rav Shachter says it is a kli and you need to tovel it before you drink the beverage. This opinion is sort of in the middle, saying yes it is a kli, but we have a way for you to get around it. Okay. What's the way to get around it? Don't take ownership of the kli, and then you could drink the contents of the bottle. Now I don't know if that means that when you now want to reuse it, refill it, something else. Can I say, well, I'm doing that, but I still don't want to own this or not? And how far does that go? I don't know. I'm just not sure what they would say. And the way he's citing the Mishnah Halachos here is simply a person doesn't have intent. And it's a person's intent is not to do an Isser. A person doesn't want to do an Isser. So if the thing needs tefillah, then he certainly doesn't intend to take ownership of it, because taking ownership of it would mean he's chayiv in tefillah and he's not toveling it. So therefore, it's certainly reasonable to assume that a person, as he says, is lo nichalei lemekne ve'ein daito liknos. He doesn't want it, because why does he want to be in a state where he's going to have a problem? So he does, his das is not to be kona. That too, I don't know if that means going forward after that, you know, how that would work. They're just addressing the initial use. The initial use, they're assuming someone buys a beer. Now he buys a beer, it's a kli. So what are we going to do? We say, okay, well, he's not really buying the kli. He doesn't have in mind to buy the kli, in which case he could drink the beer and not have to worry about the bottle. What about going forward? I don't know. They're not addressing that particular issue. By the way, even though Rabbi Avadia is quoting this particular opinion here, the Or Lizion, that's Ben Sion Abba Shaul, has the same approach as Rav Moshe, namely that it's not a kli until you make it into a kli. So you have three approaches. Either it's a kli right away when you buy it, and now you got problems, and you have to empty it, tovel it, and refill it if you want. Otherwise, you just have to empty it out and drink it out of something else.
That's for everything that's either metal or glass you need to pour out.
That would, yeah.
The material that
anything that would otherwise require tefila, that's a real kli.
So anything that even comes into, what do you mean, a baked good that comes in tinfoil?
I don't know why you're saying that. We didn't get to that yet. You're talking about something that is inherently disposable now. Well, now that tomorrow we'll discuss disposable pans, aluminum pans, and the like. The glass bottle could technically last forever. Okay. So that's Rav Shechter. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, says it's not a kli. You make it a kli, therefore you never have to total it. Then we have this middle-of-the-road school of thought that says, yes, it's a kli, but you could sort of have in mind to buy the substance but not the kli, like a pshara, and therefore not have to tovel the kli, at least before your initial use. What they would say about using it going forward, I don't know.
What does Rav Moshe say about going forward? It seems like you have to tovel.
No.
So when you decide to make it a kli, that's the second use.
No, first use, second use. It's not a kli before.
Yeah.
Now you're making it into a kli. When you make a kli, you don't have to tovel it.
Oh, so that's what you meant by going forward. I thought you meant, when you say going forward, I thought you meant you're using it now as a kli.
Yeah, okay.
When you say going forward,
I buy a Coca-Cola in a bottle. It's not a kli, it's a Coca-Cola. It's just a way of keeping it together. It's not in my hand. It's not a kli. Oh, now I take it and I want to use it for something else. I want to pour water in here and stick it in my refrigerator. Now I made it into a kli. I make it into a kli. It doesn't need tefillah.
Okay, no, I wasn't sure.
What okay, I'm glad I was able to clarify that. Okay?
I have a question also.
Okay, questions?
Yeah. So,